Imagine not seeing your family for nearly 50 years. That was the reality for Andy Goto's dad after he stowed away on a ship from Japan to Tacoma. In StoryCorps Northwest, Goto of Quincy talks with his friend Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society about his family's journey.
I'd like to start from where my parents were born. My father was born in Hiroshima, Japan, and at the age of 14, his family decided that they need to have him come over to the United States to earn some extra money to send back home. So they gave him like 3 rice balls, which we call nigiris, with the seaweed wrapped around it and whatnot, and put him on the local train and sent him to Yokohama, I believe it was. There is where he boarded a ship. And shortly after, my grandfather decided he should go see him off. So he went to the port to see him off, but he couldn't find him because he was hiding on the ship. 49 years later, he went back to Japan to visit the family for the first time. And he told his dad that, yes, I saw you on the dock, but I couldn't come out to say goodbye because I was hiding on board that ship.
So when he came to the United States then, do you know at all, did he stay with a family? Where did he go once he got off the boat?
Well, as I understand it, he had cousins here in the States already. They were working in the restaurant business, I'm sure. My dad went to Seattle and worked in the restaurants. And then eventually he went to Montana to help in a restaurant over there. And it's really interesting to think about what he must have gone through, because he said over there he had more time to himself. And what he did when he had free time, he went to the outhouse with his little Japanese English dictionary and started doing his studying to try to translate the language from Japanese to English. And I can remember that little dictionary that was really well worn, and I wished I would have kept it, but I don't know what happened to it.
Wow. When did he meet his wife then?
I'm not sure exactly how it was, but my mother and her sister, like when they were 8 and 7 or so, they boarded the ship from Seattle because they were born in the Seattle area, and they went back to Japan. And at that time, it was kind of a tradition that they go back and try to learn the Japanese language and traditions, because they weren't sure if they were going to be able to stay in the States or not. I think that is where they met Dad's family. Her sister married Dad's brother. Maybe that's how my mom met Dad.
And what year were they married then, or approximately? What decade?
It was probably close to 1920, maybe 1919 in that area.
My goodness. Your immediate family didn't go into internment camp?
No. Mom and Dad, they were in Seattle. I think they were in the restaurant business. And they had heard, about the Malheur County in Oregon that was being developed with water. And they were going to contract sugar beets as a primary crop. And they found a home to live in, which was a converted chicken coop. And that's where we spent our early years.
So they basically went to Oregon and went east of the Cascade Mountains, which I understand then you did not go into internment camp.
Yeah, that was right. Anything east of the Columbia River was exempt from evacuation.
That was Andy Goto of Quincy and Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society. This StoryCorps Northwest was recorded in the Society's Heritage Barn as part of NWPB's centennial celebration.